Hello and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Empower Others radio show. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell. Grateful, thankful, excited to be with you all on tonight. We are so happy to have one of our very own, Pastor Tori Lynn Adams, as our co-host and speaker for tonight. Pastor Tori Lynn, God bless you.
Good evening.
Good evening. We are grateful to have you with us tonight to share the word of the Lord. Minister Tori Lynn hails from Philadelphia. She is a lifelong member of St. John Free Will Baptist Church. She is under the leadership of Pastor Tori Young since 2011. This is a student of the word. She has a master's degree in theology, which she secured in 2019, and there are greater things to come. Tori's life scripture is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, which reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Minister Tori, Pastor Tori, we're grateful that you're with us. And at this moment, I'm going to turn it over to you and allow you to give us what the Spirit of God has given you. Amen?
Amen. Good evening, Apostle. Thank you for the opportunity again today to be able to come before the people just to give them a little bit of encouragement. And so I'll just be before you all for just a few moments, but I just wanted to come today and just encourage God's people in this hour. And so I just ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, amen. And so today I'll just be speaking a little bit about there will be glory after this. Amen. And so yesterday, Apostle, after yesterday's morning broadcast, when you and Pastor Linda were getting to the heart of the matter after the broadcast, I was talking to Prophetess Kendall on the phone, and we were talking about a myriad of subjects. And as a commonplace in this season, we began to talk about the current state of our nation and all that entails, and we know that we're going through a great deal of things at this time. And so we had a good conversation. It was real talk, and you know that's kind of the space that I function in. But we began to share some of the things that how the things that are going on now and how they really have been affecting us and how we were coping with those things and dealing with everything. And it led to us talking about some of the things that we have endured in our own lives and dealt with. And we were talking about our walk with God and the journey to becoming who God has called us to be. And some of the things we talked about how we don't understand, some things that we don't understand that are going on, you know, and how do you operate even in that space when you don't understand something. But it led to us just ministering to one another and encouraging one another. And so it was a good conversation. But after the conversation, I was still talking to the Lord, and he just dropped into my spirit the scripture coming from Romans 8, starting at the, the 18th verse, where it says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And as soon as it dropped in my spirit, I just began to get encouraged by that, that no matter what our present condition is and no matter how bad the things are that we go through, that when all of this is over, what awaits us in glory will far exceed the suffering that we have to endure down here. And that's what I love about God, that he will minister to you when you have a relationship with him. And so in this chapter of Romans, Paul, that's exactly what Paul is doing. in this portion of the scripture, he begins to expound before the 19th verse, the 18th verse, pardon me. He's talking about the spirit of life, and he's talking about there being no condemnation to those that are in Christ, about being led by the Spirit, and about being heirs and joint heirs to the throne with Christ Jesus. And so he takes a moment here in this verse, and he begins to talk about the anticipation of glory. And glory is one of those phenomena that you have a sense of what it is, but it might be a little challenging to describe or to define it. But it's the dictionary describes it as splendor, the holiness and the majesty of God. It's, in a sense, it's like associated with being God's presence, like in a tangible way. And so all of God's splendor is going to be revealed to us. It's going to be found in us. That's what the scripture is saying. In other words, this glory is not a spectator sport for those who are in Christ, as one writer put it, but it'll be more, we'll be involved in it. And it's like we're on stage and we're going to be there when it all goes down. We're participants in it. And that's the kind of glory that he has for his, for those of those that he loves. And so Paul is encouraging God's people here that all the sufferings that they have endured, it can't hold a candle to what God has awaiting for us. And if you think about it, that's a pretty weighty pronouncement coming from someone who really knows what it means to suffer. Because if you know Paul's story, you know he went through some things. We know his story, and we know the things that he faced, all kinds of danger, hunger. He was imprisoned. He was tortured. We know that Paul was persecuted, and eventually he was martyred. And so he understands the magnitude of the many afflictions that man faces. Where Job has said in the 14th chapter, he said that man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Well, that wasn't something just that Paul had read, but that's something that he knew about firsthand. And so for somebody who had endured all the things that Paul had endured, and might I add, as a good soldier, it's worth paying some attention to his words because he knows from which he speaks. And so being the children of God, those who have hope, and we know that we do have hope, but we're still exposed to some earthly woes. And if we're honest with ourselves, real talk, we don't always shine in those moments. You know, sometimes we become overwhelmed. Sometimes we become weary. That's why the Bible tells us not to get weary and well-doing. But it's part of our human experience, and it's actually a byproduct of our fallen state. And so we have to go through some things. Paul even informs us in the verse right beforehand when he talks about if we suffer with Christ, then we will reign with him. We'll be glorified with him. And so trials do surely come. And so sometimes it's pertinent for us to be reminded, you know, that even if we're ignorant of the timing, for we do know that no man knows the day nor the hour that Christ shall appear, but we are assured of its occurrence because he said that he's coming back. And that's when the glory, we'll know the glory after that. And that glory is when Christ shall crack the sky, and when we see, and we'll be caught up with him, we'll be raptured with him. And this here time most certainly is a time where we need to be reminded of the glory to come. And so the reminder is there to strengthen us. That's what God's word is for, is to strengthen us as we weather yet another of life's storms. And we know that we're going to go through so many things. And Paul's not minimizing the suffering. He's actually putting it in perspective, an eternal perspective, if you will, a heavenly perspective, because suffering is but for a season, this earthly season. But glory shall appear in the season to come. And so we do endure, but we endure with anticipation that which is in the now, knowing that which is to come will far exceed our greatest imaginations. The suffering and the persecutions that face the children of God is nothing compared to the promises that God outlines in his word. And, you know, Apostle, we did a study on the promises of God in the top of the year. And some have numbered it in excess of 3,000. But that's how much God loves us, that he has the promises. It's so many that we don't even know half of them. But we know that we can stand on his word, that if he says it, it shall come to pass. And so remember that Christ said that he was going away to prepare a place. He was going to prepare a place, a prepared place for a prepared people, and that's us. So can you even imagine what he has prepared? Our minds can't even, our finite imaginations can't even allow ourselves to come anywhere near close to what he has prepared for us. But we do know that he does all things well, and we do know that we will be pleased. But some of the houses that we have down here, you know, they're pretty decked out, but there's nothing compared to what God is going to have for his people. We know in the book of Revelations, it talks about the foundations of the walls of the city in heaven and how they're garnished with all manner of precious stones and like jasper and sapphires and emeralds and topaz, all those things we like to wear on our fingers and stuff, and talks about the gates being made of pure pearls and pure gold. And just imagine the mansion that he has for us. But even greater than that, beloved, is what heaven, even greater than what heaven is going to look like, is the realization that we'll be in the presence of the Holy One, the Lamb of God, the Alpha and the Omega, the one that prepared, that appeared at Calvary for us, just for us. So when we enter glory, it says that God will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and that there won't be any more death or sorrow or crying, and there won't be any more pain, and all the former things have passed away. And when we take stock of these things, even in the midst of the now, we can anticipate the then, and then it allows us to endure. You know, anticipation does make us wait, but we won't be disappointed. And we know that no matter how long it is that we wait, it will be worth it. And I've never given birth, but, you know, all the pain and all the travail that a mother endures is worth it when the baby is born. And so we know that when we come into the glory of the Lord, that we won't be disappointed. The knowledge of this glory we have awaiting us is also enables us to encourage others who wonder how we endure, how we continue to stand and stay hopeful in the midst of all of these things. But we do have an answer for him, and it's because the God of all grace, who have called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, the word says that after ye have suffered a while, it will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And then when they wonder where it is that we'll be settled, we'll be able to tell him that we'll be right in the midst of his glory, and that will be all worth the wait. And so I just came just quickly just to give some encouragement to those who feel that this feels like it's going to never end, but it will. We know that that weeping doesn't last always, that in the morning there will be joy and the sun will shine again. And if you feel like you can't endure, do know that you can. You can because of God's promises of his glory. This is a season for us to stay close to the Father. This is where we need to be, in his face and at his feet. And this is where we can feel safety in the midst of stuff of uncertainty and things that we don't know how it's going to work out. But we do know who's in charge, and that when you stay with the Father, he will protect you. You know, when we were children and you just thought that your parents, your father could protect you when you were scared or confused, well, there's nothing that's changed. Your Heavenly Father is still there to protect you. And, you know, we can run into his shelter and we can be safe, but we do know that after all this is over, there will be glory after this. Amen?
Amen. Amen. There will be glory after this. Woo-hoo! There will be glory after this. That's a word for somebody tonight that is feeling some kind of way. Things are not adding up. You feeling left out. You feeling rejected. Any kind of thing that you're feeling, when things are not adding up, you've got to know that there will be glory after this. Praise God. We have several callers on the line on tonight. If anybody has a question or a comment, certainly you can press 1, and we can bring you into the call. And amen. If there are any prayer requests, please feel free to let us know. We will add you to our list. We do intercessory prayer Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we will be glad to pray for you. Wow.
Amen.
What a word.
What a word. Area code 215, the last 42586.
Hello.
You're
good
live.
Evening, everyone. Hello.
Good evening.
This is Monica. Good evening,
hey.
Apostle. And my sister. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to just come on and just say just how I was blessed, and just to encourage everybody that knowing that there will be glory after this, that is the only thing that that can keep us going. I know that that's for me. You know, we're all going through difficult times. It's always something. It's one thing or another. And even in my life, you know, things that have happened in the past, that just knowing that there will be glory after this, whatever the this is, just knowing that the thing that has kept me. So I just wanted to just encourage anybody else that's out there to say it's not just words that she was saying, just to say
that's
that
real talk, right?
That's real talk. That just knowing that that's been found, you have that foundation, and you know that if you know that you know that there will and believe it, that there will be glory after this, then you can make it through those difficult times. So, sister, I just wanted to just come on just to tell you, God bless you, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Minister Monica. I love you, baby.
Love you much.
But that is one thing, you know, about the Bible that is so great is that all the stories in there or for a reason. It's not just to read it, but when you have somebody that, when you know the story and you know what Paul had endured, and so for him to still be able to encourage himself and others, when you stay in the Word and you do have a relationship with God, then you can weather these storms because you know that somebody else has done it. And so we do have to work the Word and use it for our for our good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, even as Minister Monica came on and shared that, I mean, everybody on the line right now, every one of us has gone through something. Some of us are going through something right now. But to know that, I mean, if we think back, Tory Lynn, if we think back to something we endured 2 years ago, 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 2 hours ago, we were able to endure something. And we are in a moment now that's greater than what we experienced. And if he's done it before, knowing that he will do it again, man, that's something to give God praise for on tonight, listeners. I hope that y'all are rejoicing wherever you are. I hope that you're rejoicing in this hour to know that there will be glory after this.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Is there another caller with a question or a comment? If so, press 1. And we can bring you live. I'm hyped. Oh, you know, it don't take much for me.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't take much. But, you know, that is true, because when you know his word and it, you know that God is, he keeps his promises. And so if he said that, you know, he will get you through these things and that there will be glory after that, and that after a while, you know, and that there's the, that weeping doesn't endure for a night. But when you know his word and if he said it, then you can believe it. Yeah, and so we really
got
do have to work
caller.
The way.
Amen. Come on in, 804-8494. Good evening. God bless
evening.
You. You're live.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Thank you, my sunshine. There will be glory after this. Hallelujah. I just wanted to call and say thank you. For that constant reminder that we really do need to hear. You know, when you're going through anything, you always think you're dealing with it by yourself, but indeed we are not. We have intercessors that can pray for us, but more importantly, we have the Holy Spirit, and we have our Heavenly Father that will not give us anything more than what we can bear if we just stay focused on his word, stay focused on building our relationship with him. There indeed will be glory after this. So if I could jump up and give you a happy dance, I would, but I'm hopping on one. So, yes, indeed. I just want to say thank you for that powerful word on this evening.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Even for you, there will be glory after this. Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, you were talking about things that we went through, you know, recently and years ago. And you know, our testimonies are something that blesses us as well as other people. But even if we think about it as we grow in a relationship that we have with Christ and how we've grown, like, you know, I talk about coming out of the forest, but I know that, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 years prior to today, I wouldn't have dealt with the things that are going on now as well as I have. But
Amen.
Because he kept his promises before, you know, even these things now are some greater than some of the things that I've experienced. But I have had such peace because I know that he keeps his promises and that,
Hallelujah.
You know, that joy will come in the morning. And so we just have to wait. It doesn't matter how long it is because we know if he said it, it shall come to pass. And so just want people just to be encouraged by that, that it's not just, you know, sometimes it's, when it's not somebody you know, we read stories, but these stories are for a reason, so.
Yeah. Wow. Man, yeah. For that person right now who's trying to overthink their situation, you said, yeah, I hear you, and yeah, I'm a little bit excited about that, but you don't know. Baby, I want you to take that butt and wash it up under your foot. And I want you to go ahead and focus on who God is in your life, who he has been, who he is in this present moment, and who he's about to be. If you would just trust him, take him at his word. If he said he'll do it, then take him at his word. Trust that he'll do it. There will be glory after this. I don't care how bad it seems at this moment. There will be glory after this. Oh, my.
It's going to be greater than anything you can ever imagine.
Greater. I was just looking at the scripture. You know, where was I at? Lord, I've been all over the place. I've been all over the place. 1 John 4:4 reminds us. What does it say? But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And if he resides on the inside of you, baby, you got to know that there will be glory after this.
Yes.
There will be glory after this.
Mm-hmm. It's not just a song.
No.
It's a song.
It's not just a song. There will be glory after this. My God.
Amen.
Woo-hoo! Woohoo! There will be glory after this. I hope y'all catching this. I hope your spirit is, I hope you're catching this. I hope that, you know, when you get off this line, that you don't even see things the same. You're not feeling the same. Your situation does not carry the weight that it was carrying before you came on this radio show. Why? Because you trust God. To know that his promises are true. And there's going to be glory
and
after this.
If you trust God, it's not your weight to have
anyway.
You're supposed to cast your cares upon him for he cares for you. And then just leave him there.
Yes.
Let him be responsible for it. Yep. Amen.
Woohoo. Wow. Well, we bless God for the callers that are on the line on tonight. We thank God for those who joined us in the chat room. Whoo, my. What a word. Thank you, Pastor Tori. There will be glory after this. Listeners, if this message has blessed you, you know, get the link. Share it with somebody else. One of your friends, foes, family members. Somebody else needs to hear this word tonight. That whatever it is in their face. However they're feeling, they need to know that there will be glory after this.
Amen.
So share this word with them. Share this word with them on tonight. Amen. That they would be encouraged to keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. My God. Pastor Tori, you want to pray us out tonight?
Sure, I will. I just encourage everybody that is listening, just call somebody or text somebody and tell them that there will be glory after this. Just that. You know, if it'll uplift somebody, you never know. But that's your assignment. And so I just thank God for you, Apostle, for allowing me to stand in your stead. And I just ask that the Lord might bless all of those who have listening, God. We thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for your word that feeds our soul. We thank you, Father, for the peace that it brings us, knowing, God, that we're not in it alone, knowing that you have not left us or forsaken us, and knowing, God, that if we just endure until the end, God, that there will be glory after this. We give you glory and honor because you're worthy of it, and we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Glory, glory.
We certainly hope that you were empowered by that awesome message and that word of inspiration. To learn more about Empower to Empower Others, we ask that you visit the Empowerment Place Ministries website at www.theempowermentplace.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, as you are empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else.